The state hires private companies to run Wisconsin's Welfare to Work program, or W-2. In the past, some agencies it contracted with came under fire for paying administrators lavish salaries or using state money for promotional expenses. There's also concern that some welfare recipients seeking work may be getting the runaround or false information. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says the state is going to start doing random checks to prevent that.
We are instituting a mystery shopper program. Everyone will know about it. It won't be a secret. We can have evaluations done, just as evaluations are done in fair housing, to make sure that there aren't problems with people coming to rent or buy a house. We want to make sure that people who go in to get served by W-2 aren't facing barriers.
Secretary Gassman spoke to lawmakers and welfare workers who are trying to come up with ways to improve the system. For instance, there are obstacles to getting jobs for welfare recipients. Part of the reason is some workers don't stick with it. State audits have shown a problem with retention. Another is W-2 workers may not have the skills employers need. The state says technical college training can better prepare some workers. Gassman says a pilot program in Stevens Point in the Fox Valley moved people up the career ladder. Some went from poverty-level wages without benefits to making $13 an hour under the Wisconsin Works program. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.